A vast magnetosphere confined and channeled the supergiant's prodigious outpouring of charged particles, producing a lethal radiation belt. Radio emission was a ceaseless white noise howl. The three large moons orbiting below the Lysilf homeworld were all inside the radiation belt and completely sterile. The innermost of the three was chained to the ionosphere with a colossal flux tube along which titanic energies sizzled. It also trailed a plasma torus around its orbital path, the densest ring of particles inside the magnetosphere's comprehensive embrace. Instant death to living tissue. The tidal-locked Lysilf world coasted along 70,000 kilometers above the tenuous outer fringes of the magnetosphere, beyond the reach of the worst radiation. Occasional palpitations within the flux lines would bombard the upper atmosphere with protons and electrons, sending squalls of solar-bright Borealis lights slithering and twisting silently across the rusty sky. Atmospheric composition was an oxygen-nitrogen mix with various sulphurous compounds and an inordinately high water vapor level. Mist, fog, and stacked cloud layers were the norm. Proximity to the infrared glow of the supergiant gave it a perpetual tropical climate, with the warm, wet air of the near side constantly on the move, rushing around to the far side, where it cooled, radiating its thermal load away into space and then returning via storms which traversed the poles. Weather was a drab constant, always blowing, always raining, the strength of the gusts and downpours dictated by the orbital location. Night fell in one place at one time. On the far side, when supergiant and planet were in an inferior conjunction, and the hellish red cloudscape eclipsed the near side's brief glimpse of the sun. It was a cycle which was broken only once every 9 years, when a new force was applied to the timeless equation. A four-moon conjunction which brought chaos and devastation to the surface with storms of biblical ferocity. The warmth and the light had incubated life on this world, as they had on countless billions throughout the universe. There had been no seas, no oceans, when the first migratory interstellar germ fell onto the pristine planet, rooting its way into the mucky stain of chemicals infecting the bubbling muddy waters. Tidal forces had left a smooth surface, breaking down mountains, grinding away at the steppes left over from the time of formation. Lakes, rivers, and floodplains covered the land, steaming and being rained on. There was no free oxygen back then. It was all combined with carbon. A solid stratum of white cloud ensured the infrared radiation found it hard to escape, even in the center of the far side. Temperatures were intolerably high. The first life, as always, was algae, a tough slime which spread through the water, seeping down rivers and streams to contaminate the lakes, hurried through the air by the tireless convection currents. It altered and adapted over geological eras, slowly learning to utilize the two contrasting light sources as an additional energy supply. Success, when it came, was swift, mere millennia. Oxygen poured forth, carbon was digested, the temperature fell, the rain quickened, thinning the clouds, clearing the sky, evolution began once more. For millions of years, the planet's governing 9-year cycle was of no importance. Storms and hurricanes were an irrelevance to single-cell amoebas floating sluggishly through the lakes and rivers, nor did they matter to the primitive lichens which were creeping over the rocks. But the cells adrift in the water gradually began to form cooperative colonies, and specialization occurred. Jelly-like worms appeared in the lakes, brainless, instinct-driven, and metabolically inefficient, little more than mobile lichen. But it was a start. Birth and death began to replace fission as the premier method of reproduction. Mutations crept in, sometimes producing improvements, more often resulting in inviability. Failed strains were rapidly culled by merciless nature. Divergence appeared, the dawn of a million species. DNA strands lengthened, a chemical record of progress and blind alleys. Crawling creatures emerged onto the lakesides, only to be scalded by the harsh chemicals making up the atmosphere. Yet they persisted. Life was a steady progression, following a pattern which was as standard as circumstances would allow. There were no such things as ice ages to alter the direction which this world's creatures were taking, no instabilities causing profound climate changes. Only the 9-yearly storms appearing without fail which became the dominant influence.